you will, turn over with us tonight to the book of Matthew, chapter 5. We want to read some scripture that's found there. And as we said, we desired your prayers very much again tonight. Appreciate these preachers here tonight, and you know where we stand. And we'd ask you to pray. In the book of Mark, Mark the 5th chapter. The book of Mark, chapter 5, and we want to begin reading with verse 35. And it reads like this: while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, "Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?" As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." And he suffered no man to follow him save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he said unto them, "Why make ye this ado, and weepest? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was laid. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, "Talitha kuma," which is being interpreted, "Damsel, I say unto thee, arise." And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. That's the continuation of that chapter. And I want us to look back tonight at verse 36, in the words of Jesus to Jairus, this ruler of the synagogue, he said, "Be not afraid, only believe." And I want to use this text tonight: do you believe? Do you believe? Now this, here was Jesus in his earthly ministry. He was going about healing the sick, preaching the gospel, casting out demons. This ruler named Jairus had come to Jesus, and he had this little daughter of 12 years old that was grievously sick, at the point of death. And he wanted Jesus to come to his house and heal her. And you know, we all ought to have much concern for our children, that we would want Jesus to come, my friend, to our children, and that they might be saved. Listen, I've got three little grandchildren that has not reached the age of accountability. But I try to pray for them every day, that when that happens, that God will convict them and draw them and save them. I don't know when that age is, my friend. Some people has the idea that it's at 12 years old. I believe they get that because of Jesus when he was in the temple. There talking to the doctors When he was at the age, the Bible doesn't specify an age. My friend, I'll tell you when the age of accountability is. When the Spirit of God deals with a person, whether it's 5 or 50. I remember my son. I was pastoring in Hiawassee, and he was 6 years old, and he got saved. And you know, I thought, I was doubtful about it. One night we started home, and he told his mama, he said, "Mom, you know, I can pray for Dad now." Listen, I never doubted it anymore after that. Here Jesus goes to this man's house, and as they were traveling, walking down those dusty streets, those narrow streets there in Jerusalem, the Bible said there was a woman that had an issue of blood for 12 years, and she'd spent all that she had on physicians, and she only grew worse. And she said within herself, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, I'd know I'd be made whole. Yeah. And as they were walking, as I said, those narrow, dusty streets of old Jerusalem, somehow this woman found her way to Jesus, and she touched him. And listen, the very moment that that happened, the Bible said her blood was staunched. Listen, it stopped. And Jesus said, "Who has touched me?" And his disciples said, "Master, with this throng, thronging you, and you say, 'Who's touched me?'" He said, "There's virtue that's went out." And the woman, he found her, my friend. And he said, "Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be healed of thy plague." No, listen, and she was, my friend. And about that time, some of those came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, and they told him why trouble the master any further? Thy daughter is dead. Can't you imagine this man there with this news that his daughter had died? And Jesus said to him, "Be not afraid, only believe." Listen, that's what it's all about. Folks, as sure as you live, if you look over in the book of Romans, there in verse 10, I believe it is, starting with chapter 10, and starting with verse 9, he said that that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with a heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. In verse 11 said, "For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." Listen tonight. I ask you, do you believe tonight? Listen, My friends, that's what it's all about, is believing. You look over in the book of Acts, and Paul and Silas was in this town called Philippi, and they had beaten them. There the Bible said, and they took them to jail and put their feet in stocks. And the Bible said about the midnight hour that they began to sing there with their feet in stocks. My friend, and the Bible said that God sent an earthquake and all the prison doors were open. And the Bible said the jailer sprang in with a light and he drew out a sword and was going to commit suicide. And Paul said, "Do thyself no harm, for we're all here." And listen, my friend, the man said to Paul, "What must I do to be saved?" And Paul said, "I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." And listen, my friend, it goes on to say, and he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all of his straightway. And when he had brought them into the house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all of his house. Yeah. Oh, listen, the man got saved, his wife got saved, his children got saved, because that they believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, Mark 11, 22, beginning with 22, said, "And Jesus said unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Listen at verse 24. He said, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them." And he went on to say, "And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father which is in heaven may forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses." Oh, listen, it's all about believing. My friends, tonight, listen, we look over in the book of John. I believe it is here, my friend, in the Bible, in John 3. He says, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. You remember there when the children of Israel was in the wilderness and they turned away from God, there in God sent fiery serpents among them. You say, "Well, preacher, what do you mean by fiery serpents?" Listen, I had a friend not too long ago. He said he was out in his yard. I was picking up sticks in his yard. And he said he reached down and a copperhead snake bit him on his hand. And he told me just as soon as that venom entered his bloodstream, it was like his hand and arm was on fire. And listen, my friend, God, let these serpents bite the people. And the Bible said that much people of Israel died because of the bites of these snakes. And they cried out to Moses. And listen, and Moses went and prayed. And God said, there, make a brazen serpent and put it on a pole and raise it up. And all that will look on it shall live. And listen, everyone that had been bitten by these poisonous serpents, my friend, if they believed and looked on that a serpent of brass that was risen up, they could live. But I believe that they were some that was so stubborn, and them that wouldn't believe, my friend, they died because of their stubbornness. The Bible said that stubbornness is as witchcraft. Listen, my friends, tonight, let me tell you that they wouldn't believe. They wouldn't look. Listen, that's all they had to do is look and believe that they'd be healed. But a lot of people died because they wouldn't believe. And here, as he said, as Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, and the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He said, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He said, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he believeth not on the only begotten Son of God. He said, there, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Oh, listen, he said, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, and his deeds may be made manifest, and that they are wrought in God. Oh, listen, I ask you again, do you believe? Do you believe? Oh, friend, tonight, that's what it's all about, is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, listen, I see Jesus here in the scriptures, in the book of Mark, chapter 9. There was this man that had brought his son that was possessed of, the Bible called it, a deaf and dumb spirit. And there that his disciples tried to cast him out and couldn't. And there the man comes to Jesus and he begins to question the man about his son. And he said, oft times it cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Let me tell you something tonight, sinner friend. If you're here tonight, there is compassion found in the Lord. Amen. You can come and find compassion. He loves you. He wants to save you tonight. If you'll let him in here, it went on. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out with tears. And he said these words. He said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. Listen, you know, people, I've heard people over the years, in the last 48 years that I've been trying to preach, I've heard people say, well, so-and-so's going to go to hell if they don't stop lying. Or he or she is going to hell because of their drinking. Or they're going to hell because of their adultery. You know, those are bad sins. They are, but you know what?
Right.
None of those sins will send you to hell.
That's right. Yeah.
None of them. You say, well, preacher, why does people go to hell? I'll tell you why they go to hell. They go because of unbelief.
Amen.
All of these other sins are just the fruits of unbelief. They're the fruits of unbelief. Unbelief is why a person goes to hell. My friends, tonight, oh, listen. That father said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. Oh, listen, if you'll come tonight, he'll help you. David said in Psalms 34:6, he said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. Isn't that wonderful? This poor man, that would describe me when I come to the Lord. He said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. You know what? My friend, I don't worry about going to hell anymore because I've been saved, and it's nothing I done, but it's because of what he done that I believed on him, that Jesus Christ come in the flesh, that he died on the cross, that he rose again the third day. Oh, I believe it. Friend, tonight, I thank God for it. Oh, listen, I'm so glad tonight that I'm saved by his grace. And as I said, it's nothing that I've done, beloved friend, but it's what he done for me there on Calvary's cross. Thank God for Jesus and the love that he gave to me. No, listen, I remember there when Lazarus had died. Beloved friend, and Jesus came. You know the story there that that Martha came to Jesus. And she said, Lord, if you'd been here, our brother wouldn't have died. But she said, I know now that whatever you ask, ask God that he'll give it to you. And oh, listen, isn't it wonderful to know, my friend, tonight, that we have a loving God that loved us enough to send Jesus into this world. And oh, listen. There Jesus told Martha that he was the resurrection and the life, and he that believeth on him shall never die. And I'm thankful for that tonight. Oh, listen, my beloved friend, I'm thankful that one day I didn't understand the Bible. Really, to tell you the truth, I never had read the Bible that much when I come to the Lord. And listen, I wasn't a Bible scholar and still am not. But beloved friend, when I come and bowed on my knees, I came with childlike faith. And I said, God, I believe you, that you died for me, for my sins. And listen, there was a weight lifted off of me, my beloved friend. Listen, that burden was gone. And I realized that my name had been written down in heaven. And listen, it's never been the same anymore. I remember reading about some of the old signers there of the Reformation when the church first began. And one of the men said, he said, when I look at myself, I say to myself, how can somebody like me be saved? But then he said, when I look at Jesus, he said, how can I not be saved? How can I not be saved when I look at him? Because I believed on him. Oh, listen. Then getting back to the text here tonight, Jesus comes there to the house of Jairus. And as we said, there as he come, he got that message that his daughter had already died. Jesus said, be not afraid. Don't be afraid, my friend, to come to Jesus. He's the best friend that you'll ever have in this world. Listen, there he told him, just only believe. And as they got to the house there, the neighbors had gathered in, and they was making an ado, and everybody was crying and sobbing. And Jesus said, why do you make this ado? This damsel, this little girl, she's not dead but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, the Bible said. There Jesus put them all out. And he took three of his disciples with him, and the mother and the father of that little girl. And they went up there where that she was laying, and she was laying in the cold grip of death. And I almost see it in my mind's eye as Jesus walks over to the bed where this little girl is laying. And the Bible said he spoke in the Hebrew language and said, Telethikuma, which is being interpreted, made, I say unto you, arise. He took her by the hand, and life entered into that body. Listen, and she got up and began to walk around. Listen, when I come to him that day, he reached down his hand for me. As the song said, he reached further down than I could reach up. And listen, he took me. And for the first time, my friend, life entered into me. I was saved. I was born again. Listen, and I've been born again ever since then. Because I believed. And I ask you once again, do you believe? Do you believe tonight? Just simple, childlike faith. Jesus said, unless we become as a little child and come to him, we'll in no wise enter in. Friend, as sure as you live, 21st chapter of Revelation, the last verse of the 21st chapter of Revelation, said, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination nor maketh a lie. But listen to this. But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life is your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. You say, preacher, how does it get there? It gets there by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, listen. Listen, don't get me wrong tonight. You have to be drawn by the Spirit and come to an old-fashioned altar somewhere. And you must believe on Him that He is what He says He is. And friend, He is. I'll assure you tonight. He is what He says He is. The world don't believe it. But there's coming a day when the world, as I said last night, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess, my friend, that Jesus Christ is Lord. That day's coming. We're not too far off from it. The Bible said in Matthew 24:44, said, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Oh, listen. Are you ready tonight? Do you believe?